you have a nice relationship with the Vienna Philharmonic. I mean, you're there with the opera and these guys are working there. Is it nice to sort of spend the holidays? I mean, New Year's is sort of a fun time of ways. Is this good work?
You know, if you ask my wife, she would say no. But, you know, when you work in the field where I work, and I'm sure it's the same for you, holidays don't really exist unless you make them holidays. Also in the opera, it's like here at the Vienna State Opera, holidays are the busiest days of the years. We are sort of in the entertainment business, so we work. With this sort of music, it's a joy. But it would be a joy with the Vienna Philharmonic any day of the year.
Absolutely. There's such a great tradition with Strauss and this orchestra. It's probably nothing. While Cleveland is fabulous and New York and L.A. are all these great orchestras, it's probably very different to be working in this sort of great tradition.
When it comes to Johann Strauss, it's a special musical dialect. It's like if you have to learn a language till it's sort of second nature to you, that takes quite some time. And I remember 2 years ago, my first rehearsal with the Vienna Philharmonic for an Austrian. It was like a dream come true simply because finally that musical dialect I grew up with as well, you finally speak it with people who absolutely speak it back the same way. And that is really a sensational feeling.
I think a few years back I was there and it had been sold out, so I couldn't see Siegfried. So I saw it on the big screens outside the Opera House. And I was probably maybe one of 300 people that were out there sitting and enjoying it. This will have a worldwide audience, these New Year's Eve concerts, these New Year's Day. I mean, they go on for a month. How is it that you know it's going to be televised, it's going to be recorded, and not only for CD, but for DVD as well?
As an artist, and what I do, you only can live in the moment, and you have to enjoy that as much as you can. When I go on stage 2 years ago for the first time, I didn't think about 50 million people or whatever in 73 different countries. I don't have the exact numbers. Would be watching. You know, the only thing you are concerned about is really the music. And the only thing is that musical moment you try to create. You have always in front of you, you have, which you can't see on the TV screen, you have a little red and green light. And before you do the next piece, you always have to wait till they show you the green light, which you don't have in normal performances. And I have to say that that was the only little annoying thing for me.
Sure. Are there things, as you have done this before, are there things that you wanted to try out new pieces for these for this repertoire, or were there some that you know, there's things like the Radetzky March, I imagine, or things that will obviously come up again that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, the way it works is that the Vienna Philharmonic and I, the chairman of the Vienna Philharmonic, Clemens Helsberg, and I sit together, and we talk about the program, and he has ideas, and I've had ideas, and he knows the repertoire much better than I do, or any of my colleagues. The first part of the concert is always has a little bit to do with the conductor who does it that year. And 2 years ago, it was my family relationship going back to Johann Strauss, all that. This time, it's more about me as a private person. So there's a waltz called From the Mountains, as I'm a big hiker, playing the light cavalry. That's one of my all-time favorites. That was a wish of mine. Every conductor has one free wish for a program like this. In the second part, they always pay tribute to, in 13, it's the birthday of Wagner and Verdi we're celebrating in the music business. And so the program is shaped a little bit around that.
Oh, excellent. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun for us. Looking forward to all these concerts. What's up after the New Year's for you? Where do you head off?
You know, I have on the 2nd of January another Ariadne performance at the Vienna State Opera. And then on January 6th, I'm going back to America, to Cleveland. And then I spend some time there, and then I go with the Clevelanders again to Miami, as we always do in January. And then in February, I come back to Vienna and start rehearsing with the Vienna Philharmonic for a tour, which ends then again in America in Carnegie Hall for three concerts.
Sounds like a wonderful new year, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you also to you, John, and San Antonio. A happy new year. May we have so much great music as this year.
You have a wonderful set of recordings. I know there are some Bruckner that's been released, and we've reveled in the Beethoven 9. Is it interesting that Beethoven 9 somehow has a holiday, a Christmas association?
I know, for instance, in Japan, in Tokyo, they have endless numbers of performances at New Year's Eve and New Year's Day of Beethoven 9. I think it's simply that people like to go into a new year with sort of a clean sheet and look to their idols and what mankind should stand for. And Beethoven 9 is a very good example for that in the Western world. It's actually not a surprise, really, that people look at that and feel associated with philosophical themes of Beethoven 9, simply brotherhood and freedom.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions you'd share with us?
Again, if you would ask my wife, she would say, work less. I always try to enjoy the moment I'm in. You never know how long life is going to last, so to make too many plans, and we have a lot of plans, of course, in our business, planning ahead 5 years, but you never know if they really materialize for you. So enjoy the moment.
Well, I appreciate your time today, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Very welcome.